They say, Dr. Minhas, I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named David Cisnet, D-A-V-I-D, middle initial E-S-Z-E-S-N-A-T. Date of birth 03-05-1957, date of appointment September 11, 2024, requesting physician Corey Marshall, K-O-R-E-Y-M-A-R-S-H-A-L-L. Dear Corey Marshall, I have the pleasure of seeing David Cisnet today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he is 67 year old, right-handed Caucasian man who on September 5th, 2024, at 7:25 a.m. was sitting on the couch looking at the newspaper. Then the wife heard the noise came from his throat, his legs extended, arms extended, head turned to the left side. He was stiffened up, lasted 30 to 45 seconds. He was not opening the eyes. He was mouth breathing, gurgling, unresponsive, not following command. Started coming back. He was taken to the Ellis Hospital. E-L-L-I-S, where CT of the head and CT angiogram of the head and neck was negative. It took about 10 to 15 minutes to respond. No tongue biting, no incontinence, postictal confusion was present. He had episode of fainting one in July. One in August and twice in last year. He has a balance problem also. Past medical history of alcohol abuse, fatty liver, coronary artery disease. Past surgical history, ACD. Discectomy and fusion, open heart surgery, mitral valve replacement. ICD placement. Allergy, no known drug allergy, medication, atenolol, atorvastatin, 10 mg, famotidine, magnesium oxide, loratadine, aspirin 81 mg, multivitamin, sertraline, Gymteza, Sartingon, Lexapro. Please remove Sartingon, only Lexapro. Social history, smoke 3 to 4 cigarettes per day, drink daily vodka. Half liter daily. He is retired, he is married, live with the wife, have 2 children. Family history, mother deceased, father deceased, has heart problem, 4 sisters and 8 brothers. One sister passed away, brain aneurysm. One passed away, Parkinson's disease. One brother passed away, heart problem. One brother killed in motor vehicle accident. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he had a blackout spell. He had a seizure, trouble walking, depression, anxiety, back pain, physical examination, blood pressure 100 over 70, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft bowel sound present, next apple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis and edema, neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact except right eye is adducted. There is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug, normal hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination is strength 545, deep tender reflexes 2/4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory. Sensory system examination revealed absent pinprick and vibratory sensation in the feet. Gait, ataxic, Romberg test positive. Assessment and plan, 67-year-old right-handed Caucasian man whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, epilepsy. Number 2, history of alcohol abuse. Number 3, peripheral neuropathy. Number 4, gait ataxia. Number 5, history of syncope. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to order the EEG, B12, folate, TSH, hemoglobin A1C, iron total, iron binding capacity, and vitamin D. His seizure is due to the alcohol related. I advised him to stop drinking alcohol. His balance problem is due to peripheral sensory neuropathy, which is due to alcohol abuse. I advised him to use walker and cane. His MRI cannot be done due to the defibrillator. CT of the head and CT angiogram of the head and neck are negative. I would like to see him back in my office in 1 month. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.